Chapter 48.
Inquisition?
Dennett calls her that, rather than by her name, though she's asked him to at least 10 times already. He just calls her Inquisition, sometimes Inquisitor, but mostly Inquisition, like she is the entire group herself. She thinks it's odd, but if that's what pleases him, then she's all right with it. She's fairly certain he likes her. His wife sends her care packages every month, and Varric helps her read the letters Dennett's daughter sends with them, because she isn't very good at reading her writing. It's very messy, according to Varric, so it's not Lavellan's fault. Lavellan's own ability to read is rather shaky as it is, without the additional trouble of half the letters looking smudged and cramped into little tangles of ink on weather-beaten paper. "Hello, Dennett," she replies. She likes the stables. They're her second favorite part of all of Skyhold, the first favorite part being the garden, because there are actual trees there. Nice trees, and nice grass, and flowers. No, wait, stables is her first favorite, garden as her second favorite. All the Chantry sisters are in the garden. It makes it very, very hard to give thanks to Mithal when there are about 4 or 5 women all whispering the chant at any given moment. Dennett nods to her and points her towards the stalls he hasn't gotten to yet, and she scrambles to start. He used to protest, back in Haven, that she was the herald of Andraste, and she had better things to do than muck out stalls, brush hair, and things. He stopped after a while. Lavellan thinks she won him over when she brought in the heart. Or the courser. She's not sure, really. Lavellan pauses by her heart's stall to reach over and rub his nose. He puffs at her. She croons. Ma Venan. She saves him for last, because he's her favorite. But she loves all their mounts. It's just that he's hers. Hers in a way nothing else in the world is hers. She spends the morning chattering at the horses, who whinny back, giving each one a hug and a kiss before going to the next one. She has to make it fair, after all. Just because her Venan is her favorite doesn't mean she shouldn't love any of the others less. And she does love them. She loves them because they work so hard to keep the humans and dwarves and elves and Kunari she loves safe. And they get so little thanks. They are one of the most underappreciated members of the Inquisition. The mounts and Leliana's birds and the mousers and the hounds. Everyone always forgets the animals, and she's not certain why. She brushes the mane of Cassandra's horse and whispers her thanks and gratitude for taking care of her friend, and for being so brave and strong and loyal to a liquid eye that blinks with long lashes at her. Slowly. Gets a warm, wet breath of air puffed into her face that she returns. She holds out an apple half to Cullen's courser and thanks her for carrying Cullen's fully armored weight so far and so well, and for being so patient with the man, because really, Cullen should stop by the stables more often and get a run in. She'll try to get him to do that soon. Promise, really. She brushes the flanks of the Ferelden Forder Dennett first gave her and presses her face against his neck, tells him that he's wonderful and she'll go out with him later, and she's sorry that she doesn't ride him more, and she hopes that he's enjoying it whenever Josephine comes down to feed him sugar cubes and take him out for short rides. Josephine is sweet. They'll be good friends. He lips at her sleeve and pushes his nose at her belly. Lavellan attempts to get into the Dracolisk's stall, but is stopped when Blackwall. Oh, good morning, Blackwall. I didn't see you there. Did you eat yet? I know it isn't breakfast, but really you shouldn't do stable work hungry. The carrots are there for the mounts, not for us. There is straw in your hair. Wait, let me... I got it. We really need to get you a better bed.
I'm still not switching rooms with you, my lady.
I never said that, Lavellan protests,
kicking her heel against the stable floor and muttering,
You're so stubborn.
Go take care of your heart. He's starting to look jealous, Blackwall says, gently pushing her to the next stall. Dennett and I've got this one.
The Dracolisk hisses. Lavellan shoots one last longing look at the lizard, mouths, I'll come back for you later, and hops into her Venan's stall, throwing her arms around his great neck. Good morning, Ma Venan, she says, muffled into his neck. She feels his answer against her skin as he rumbles, bending and curving his neck in an almost hug. She rises onto her toes to hug as much as possible before moving around to take care of his stall.
Did you sleep well? Was it too cold? Have you made friends with the others? Blackwell's Destier and the Forder are going to be wonderful friends, don't you think? I know they have their differences, but it's been almost half a year, and I think they're really starting to get along now.
She chatters away until she hears the bells ring, and that means breakfast proper, which she has to have in the grand hallway with everyone else. Otherwise, she gets in trouble. So she gives her heart one last squeeze, gets a soft velvet kiss, and goes to fetch Blackwall.
Dalish is very pretty, Llewellyn sighs, chin in her hands as she kicks her feet under the table.
I hope that I'm as pretty as Dalish is someday. She must be fought over at the Arlith Fens. Mithal, she must be so popular.
Bull raises an eyebrow at her. Should I be worried that you're going to make off or out with my, archer?
Don't be silly, Bull. I want to be her, not be with her.
Llewellyn rolls her eyes.
I mean, look at those ears. Wow.
Llewellyn touches the tips of her own ears.
Mine aren't nearly as lovely as hers, and that nose. Mine is too blech. It ruins the face, you know.
The nose? Well, not your nose. My nose. On my face, specifically. Your nose looks fine from here.
But you're a Qunari. It's different for Qunari.
Llewellyn protests, stretching her arms out as Dalish approaches.
Dalish, how did you get to be so pretty? Tell me your secrets.
Dalish laughs, linking her fingers with Llewellyn's across the table.
You're plenty lovely yourself, Dalen. You just need to grow a bit more.
Llewellyn whines.
I've been growing for 20 years. When do I stop looking awkward?
It strikes me that maybe elves have a different beauty standard, Stitches says as he looks between the two women. Because you look fine.
I haven't grown into my ears at all, Llewellyn mourns.
Dalish ruffles her hair. In time, Dalen. It took me at least 5 more summers than you to grow into mine.
Really?
Really. Dalish pats Llewellyn's hands. And you have the most lovely eyes. You're going to be a killer at the Arlith Fen. They'll have to beat them off you with sticks. Flaming sticks. Bull has sudden flashes of images of holding Llewellyn up on one shoulder and flicking elves away with his maul. It's not that she can't make those choices, it's just hard to imagine her doing that. Fuck, he's getting soft. She's like a kid. His kid. But not really, because she's his boss. He isn't nearly drunk enough to deal with these feelings. Bull sighs. And he's fairly sure that no one in the history of fucking ever had to deal with the conflict of worrying about their boss's virtue. She deserves a nice someone. He wonders if the others ever think about this kind of thing also, or if he's just alone in his general eye-twitch-inducing anxiety for the future of their tiny boss. He'll ask Varric and Cassandra later. Llewellyn blushes.
You're just saying that to make me feel better.
No, no, trust me on this one. The eyes are the windows to the soul, and you have such a lovely one.
And what makes you think that I actually have any authority over her?
Cullen protests.
I'm her war advisor. Military. Sometimes she asks me about the chant, and I just send her off to Mother Giselle.
And then she goes back to you to make sure Mother Giselle isn't lying to her or trying to trick her. Leliana points out.
I'm not her guardian. I can't tell her to do things and expect her to do them.
Cullen says. She barely even listens to me. She barely listens to anyone. Except Madame de Fer and sometimes Cassandra. Why don't you go to them about it?
She likes you, Josephine points out. Out of all of us, you are the closest to a familial guardian figure she has.
Solas, Bull, Cassandra, Dorian, Cullen ticks off. Varric, maybe Blackwall. Wait, no, never mind, not Blackwall. Krem, yes, Krem. Grim, for some strange reason. Grim.
Josephine raises a single, graceful eyebrow.
Leliana just hums. Cullen braces himself.
Solas is her teacher, Leliana starts. Haran to her Dalan.
She looks to him for certain matters, yes, but ultimately his purpose in her life is to teach and guide, to shape and influence. Students make mistakes. Students don't always listen, and teachers allow that so that they may learn and grow from the process. Bull watches over her, but she is, ultimately, his employer. Cassandra guards her and protects her, but has no authority to order her or make her do anything. Rather, Lavellan views her as a watcher, someone whose grasp she must slip and elude in order to play. A governess, if you will.
Cullen snorts, and Josephine covers her smile with the back of her hand.
The image of Cassandra as a governess is perhaps a little strong, but yes, Dorian is her friend, above all things. Her best friend. They get each other in trouble. Varric watches over her, yes, but he does not feel responsible for her.
And you're saying I do?
Yes,
the women chime. And Krem also sees her as an employer, and while they are close, while they are friends, there is a sense of reverence to his attitude for her. A distance. We're just going to ignore Grimm. I don't think anyone can say anything for or against Grimm as anything.
And you're saying I don't.
Well, what about you two?
She's afraid of me. It's not as bad as it was before, but we're working on it.
Regardless, I do not think she would ever be able to see me in the light she sees you, Leliana says. I'm too strange for her.
And she views me as a teacher, a kind friend, Josephine says. A friend she doesn't want to disappoint.
Should I be offended that none of you consider that she thinks of me as a friend?
She thinks of you as her guardian, Leliana says. Out of all of us here, you're the only one who can tell her what to do with some success. You look at her like you look at your soldiers, your responsibility. She understands that, at some level, so she listens, usually.
Emphasis on usually.
Cullen sighs, rubbing a hand over his eyes.
Andraste preserve me. You make it sound like I'm her father.
He's not old enough to be her father. Maker's breath.
Close enough. The rest of Skyhold can be the extended family, Josephine teases.
I do wonder who becomes the mother in this situation.
The heart, maybe, Leliana laughs. That stag certainly hovers over her enough.
Cullen groans. It's not right. You two are terrible.
And you're the one who's going to tell her that she's grounded until further notice, Leliana replies.
She's going to hate you for weeks.
Cullen glares. You just don't want to be the one who gets the look. I'm not any better equipped to deal with the look than the rest of Skyhold.
No. But it will be so very, very amusing to watch you try to deal with it.